USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many in the state have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp told Fox News that he's for a proposal to require voter ID for those absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that. But there's many other things that I've been talking to the legislators about that we'll be looking at and debating this year, and hopefully we'll have bipartisan support, because I don't know who would not be for having secure, accessible, fair elections and making it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Russians are demonstrating by the thousands, asking for an opposition coordination council member to be released from jail. USA Radio News' Wendy King has the story.
Hundreds of thousands of people protested across Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's poisoning and arrest. The demonstrations spread out from the eastern regions of Russia across the nation, including thousands gathered in central Moscow to protest the Kremlin. Riot police detained hundreds of people. Navalny was detained in Moscow after recovering from a poisoning from a military-grade nerve agent in Siberia in August that left him in a coma. Western officials described the poisoning as an assassination attempt.
And the FBI has charged a man who called for the assassination of a member of Congress. 34-year-old Garrett Miller of Texas was arrested for taking part in the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Federal investigators also say Miller posted several threats of violence on his social media accounts, including a tweet calling for the assassination of New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden signed an executive order earlier this week requiring interstate passengers on planes, trains, and buses to wear masks as part of a package of orders to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Travel journalist Peter Greenberg says airlines have had a difficult time enforcing their own mask rules up until now. He tells News Nation that those guidelines now have legal clout behind them.
This has been a real problem for airlines and for flight attendants who've been put in the position of being like sky cops. Now this is a federal rule. It applies not just to planes, trains, automobiles, and buses. It applies to even national parks, any federal property. And it gives the airlines the legal clout to let people know, just like wearing your seatbelt, if you disobey the order to wear your seatbelt, you've committed a federal offense. It's not just being banned from the airline at that point. Handcuffs are involved. And the same thing now applies to mints.
Another of the executive orders that President Biden signed in his first days in office was one revoking approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have run from Alberta, Canada to Nebraska. It's a decision that Nebraska's governor says will negatively impact his state. Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News that the pipeline would have brought jobs to Nebraska.
This is a horrible decision on the part of the new administration to do this. This is going to impact Nebraska. You know, we expected to get about 1,000 good-paying jobs here. And in fact, the premier is exactly right. These are union jobs. Some of these jobs, you know, for these skilled welders pay $135 or $150 an hour. And then, of course, there's jobs that would be permanent after the construction of the pipeline. 100 or 200 of those would be in our rural parts of our state. So, again, great paying jobs in rural parts of our state.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.